when I originally started, it wasn't tech, it was School of Mines. So I'd work the weekends and I'd work all vacation. So basically worked my way through college, because at tech, I'd get off on Friday and I'd be down at 4 o'clock down to the Anaconda company. So I'd work Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon shift. So I'd get the two afternoon shifts working there. And then if there's any other days off, I'd get those days to work then. And then once the summer started, work full time. And that once in the summer, the strike we had, we're working full time. And I remember he's cousin with Jimmy Matusi, who's Danny Matusi, and Danny and our friends. And Danny says, "Don't worry, Don, we got a lawyer over in Billings, and we're not going to be on strike very long. He's going to have us back to work on Monday," and this is like on Friday. So, oh, well, that's pretty good. I don't have to worry about it. Well, about 2 years later, we're still out of work. What happens was, is they started hiring people back at the time I was doing my student teaching. And so I would go, I was doing my student teaching, and I had to go up to the hiring office, and Jim Carden was one of the nicest men you ever wanted to know. And I said to Jim, I says, "I'm doing student teaching. Can you hold off on hiring me back?" And he says, "Yeah, Don, I can do that." He says, "You just keep coming in here on Friday." So each Friday, my name would come up to the top of the list. And it was about 4 weeks I needed to finish off my student teaching. And Jim would sign the thing and put me back one more week. And then when I finished student teaching, I went back and he got me hired back. And I went to work at the pit. And they worked. At that point, I had worked my way up to be an oiler on a shovel, and I really wanted to go into computers, and I wanted to teach both things. And what happened was there was a job that opened up at Safeway on the computer, so I worked for maybe a month or so at the Anaconda company, and then ended up going to Safeway. Worked on the computers, and then I wanted to teach, and one of the things my mother taught me is if you want a job, you got to go after it. So every Wednesday, I would sit in the just before 1 o'clock, somewhere around 12:45, I would sit up at the school district office on the bench waiting for Charlie Davis to come back through. He was superintendent, and I'd ask, and each week he'd come through, and I'd say, "Any job yet, Charlie?" And I can't remember. I think it was like on a Wednesday that I did this. So he knew I was a fixture. So and that went on for about 4 or 5 weeks. And the week before school started, he's coming through and he says, "Don, I got two jobs. Come on in here." So I went in there and I had a choice between West Junior High, which was just opening up, and the Blaine School. And so that's how I got the job over at West, and ended up teaching at West for 3 years, and then went to Butte High. And Leonard DeLowry, who's one of my teachers, decided he was going to retire. And I took over. He had one computer class, a Fortran class at that time. And I really, besides knowing I wanted to teach later, I really loved doing computers. So both of it worked out. So I did the computer program for the school district starting about back in around 73 or 4 or something like that.